Back for another year, the second regular session, 98th General Assembly, started as of Wednesday. What's on your radar in terms of what you would like to see happen this year?
First of all, I'm glad to be back. I feel very blessed to be able to represent the people I do, and it's a great district and great people in it. But the privilege of serving those people is just very gratifying to me, and I greatly appreciate that. So the Senate's going to have a lot of things. It's a lot of the same issues we had before, like real ID. Some of it now, those popping up are voter ID, but the real ID thing is popping up right now. Some people are concerned about not being able to get on airplanes unless we have this certain ID, which is going to have several things our driver's license doesn't currently have on it. So there's quite a bit of controversy about that. It is restricting after January 10th being able to enter military facilities by civilians without having the proper real ID, which there are ways around it, but it's also a big inconvenience if you had a son graduating at Fort Leonard Wood and couldn't go see him graduate. A passport will work. You can apply and do other things and get a pass to go through, an ID to go through. It's all kind of a hassle, so that'll be a big thing how we deal with that. There'll always be gun issues up here every year. There'll be abortion issues protecting the unborn every year. I personally got a couple bills that I want to see. One, that if there's a convicted illegal alien that's been deported out of the United States and he comes back into Missouri, then I want a 5-year prison sentence for him. I want a big sign saying illegal aliens that have committed violent crimes or felonies are not welcome in the state of Missouri. And other states, the federal government hadn't been able to get that done. I'd like to see Missouri get that done. At least we'll take a stand and not allow sanctuary cities to take a stand against this and make sure something like happened to, I think the federal wise is called Kate's Law. Make sure that doesn't happen in Missouri. We want to be proactive, not reactive to something happening to one of our citizens. And I've got a small bill that I'm very proud of that's going to protect our volunteer fire departments, which are so crucial in our small rural areas. They're now required to carry workers' comp, and their bill can be an easy $4,000. And that's a lot of money, and they can't make money like they used to off the fish fries. So this will pay up to $2,000 on them if they have from 0 to 5 claims. And that'll really help our real fire departments. And Senator Schaefer is co-sponsoring that with me, so he's going to be a good person to have on my side. He's also budget chair, which I got nominated to serve on this year, which requires an incredible amount of time. But I think it can help people in the districts quite a bit. So that's kind of an overview. I've got 4 or 5 other bills out there, but that's 2 of them right now that I'm really proud of. So looking forward to it. I'm sure we'll hear things about MU. Some people want to cut their funding. I don't see that. I'm not going to penalize 40,000 students for what 100 have done wrong. And so I don't know. And it's really the governor's place. The governor ought to step in there and make his presence known. And he's the one that appoints the board of curators up there. And he's the one that ought to step up and make sure that stuff's handled properly. I was proud of the way MSU and Springfield handled it. MSU, Springfield, and West Plains handled the issue where they found out there really wasn't any discrimination. They had an independent source come in and check into it. So I'd like to see the governor step up on that and other issues where he's kind of dodged the bullet, but he really needs to take a stand on some stuff like that.
We heard a lot especially first day of transportation and ethics reform. Do you think those will be, if not front and center the entire session, maybe at least early on?
I hope we can get something done like that. I don't really know. If they'll come along with individual bills and stop trying to put so many things in one bill, stands a whole lot better chance of passing. So I think so. And I'm not sure about the transportation funding. There's a number of senators that will not go along with us doing something unless it's by vote of the people. And so I think that's probably going to be a big stumbling block if we can't get agreement between the legislative body and the governor leading the charge, which I hope he does, and getting something done or having it go to a vote of the people. So that'll be something interesting to see which direction it goes.